The committee spent two meetings this fall coming up with a long list of recommendations to help revitalize the commercial fishing industry. The ideas range from infrastructure improvements to marketing and possibilities for educating new members of the local workforce. Committee members spent their latest meeting picking their top priorities from that list and sorting them into short-term, long-term, and priorities that would boost local seafood landings. One committee member, Icicle Seafood's fleet manager Randy Lantine, said it would take some time to bring fishermen who now deliver to other southeast ports back to town.
I mean, the reason we have less landings is because processing in town didn't take care of the fleet. When we had big runs, the processors here had to put their fishermen on limits, and then the fishermen got frustrated and started something on their own. And that's basically what happened.
Yeah, and a few other reasons, but
I mean, that's the main reason we lost a big chunk of fleet.
Yeah.
It was frustrating for them. They were missing opportunities, and they're all trying to make a living. So, Icicle has realized that. I know Trident has. Everybody's boosted their production. We're in the middle of a project now to do that.
Icicle is doing some construction at its Petersburg plant this year to increase its processing capacity up to nearly 2 million round pounds a day. And that's just one example of the private sector investing in processing infrastructure. Another company, Tonka Seafoods, is also looking into building a new facility near the public cold storage with an eye toward restarting the local pink shrimp fishery. The Commercial Fishing Committee came up with several top priorities for investing public money in infrastructure projects. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen said her number one priority was replacing North Harbor.
We've got to take care of what we have before we can start building things that are going to require more maintenance in the future. We got to take care of what we have. That North Harbor isn't going to last another winter.
The estimate for dredging and replacing North Harbor is around $10.5 million. Another top short-term priority is a vessel haul-out and washdown facility to help the fleet maintain and repair fishing vessels. Committee members debated whether that would mean a travel lift, hydraulic trailer, or both, but Committee Chair Julianne Curry said that decision could come later.
So really, as a committee, we're not going to be able to sit here and hash out whether we want a hydraulic trailer, whether we want a travel lift, whether we want a marine railway. As a committee, we are just going to have to say that we need a haul-out facility for large vessel bottom maintenance.
The committee agreed that part of that need was a washdown and containment facility for cleaning off vessels. The debate resurfaced about locating a marine services yard and whether it should be built on city-owned land in Scow Bay or on land nearby owned by the Reed family. Committee member Lantine thought purchasing that piece of private land should be a top priority for vessel servicing.
You know, here's a chance to grab a chunk of waterfront property with something already established that you could probably put a concrete slab next to, a couple of cranes, guys can get to it. It almost seems like an opportunity that should be passed by the city.
In general, the committee is recommending the city pursue the purchase of more waterfront property for industrial use. They're also recommending an additional heavier capacity crane in the harbors for loading and unloading vessels. And another large public infrastructure project recommendation is a drive-down dock for vessel loading. Committee Chair Curry, also Executive Director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, said that drive-down dock was a high priority for PVOA members. The city already has $3.3 million in state grant money for that project, but it could cost up to around $19 million. Not all of the recommendations were for large construction projects. Committee members thought that free wireless internet could boost the use of Petersburg's harbors. Here's Committee Chair Curry.
The funny thing about having free wireless internet is that is one of the few things we have on this list that would directly increase landings, because having free wireless internet, this is 2010, that draws vessels to this town, commercial and otherwise.
The committee agreed that wireless internet could also be a way to market harbors and local businesses by having a local web page welcoming wireless users. Another top priority was to promote the community and its harbor facilities to potential customers outside of town. And the committee backed a recommendation to pursue a hatchery remote release site somewhere near Mitkoff Island. Harbor Master Wallen lobbied for all of the raw fish tax money that comes into the city to go to fund some of the harbor projects, and she urged the committee to also recommend expanding the harbors to create room for more large vessels like purse seiners. Other short-term recommendations were for hiring a grant writer to secure project money, also a program to encourage apprenticeships in the community, and a career day for local students and recent graduates. The list next goes on to the City Council, which is setting its capital project priorities on Monday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.